Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. This is Bill Wills, Ken Obloy, one of the couple of guys that had a passion for a business, and they came up with BKO Distillers in Medina, right there on Route 18, with us on the hotline. Ken, first of all, Mike and I really appreciate your time.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. We appreciate you guys.
Hey, before we talk about what we're going through, in fairness to you guys, talk about your idea and talk about BKO Distillers and your passion, and because you just opened, what, late February?
Yeah, February 22nd was our grand opening, and that was the culmination of over a year-long process. I mean, we got our building in January of 19, and the way the process works, it's pretty convoluted, but we went to get our federal permit and the government shut down, and we had to wait a long time for that. And then we went to get our state permit, and they told us we had to win an election because we were in dry precinct. So we did that, and then there was another few waiting periods and quite a few other delays, and finally, February 22nd, we got our grand opening going, and then a week and a half later, the whole world shut down.
Wow, Ken, and you have already stepped up to the plate. We'll talk about your vodka, but now you've actually gone from not only making vodka, but to really making a disinfectant solution. Tell us about what's going on and how this got into work last week.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So we were seeing all the news like everybody, you know, and all the craziness going on, and for the most part, I'm one of those people that, you know, you can't just sit and complain. You got to do something about it, you know. And we saw the CDC release all kinds of information, and one of the things I saw was that they said that 70% alcohol solution or concentration or higher was what you needed to have to disinfect and clean surfaces and kill the virus on surfaces. They also released like how long it lasts on certain things, and we were kind of just looked at each other and said, my partner and I, and said, hey, you know, we make alcohol, we can help, you know. And we saw all kinds of news reports of people hoarding sanitizers and trying to gouge prices and everything, and we just said, hey, we'll do what we can to help. We started making some and saying we'd just give it out to help people, and we were absolutely overwhelmed. I had no idea the dire need that there was. I mean, I knew it was needed, but this has been just something out of a movie. I mean, we've had police, fire, sheriff's offices, state troopers, hospitals, post offices as far as Cincinnati to Lorain to Mentor are coming in here, all kinds of business owners from like nursing homes to, you know, all the essential employees that they want to protect their employees, and they're, you know, running out of Lysol wipes and anything else that they can do to clean, and we've just been doing our best to really try to keep up, you know.
How difficult of a process is it for you to, as you're making the vodka, and then now to just do this in terms of, you know, putting together this the solution that you are distributing to people now?
Well, in small quantity, it's not very difficult at all. In our process, we separate undesirable alcohol, so to speak, from vodka. We only accept the nicest, cleanest ethanol to make vodka out of. So we have small quantities that we make sanitizer out of for in-house, for cleaning our equipment and that sort of thing. So it was very natural just to bottle that and put it at the right concentration and give that away. But when we were inundated with requests for this stuff, we start, you know, to make it in volume now, we're essentially just trying to make as much alcohol as we possibly can to give people to like this, because this is insane.
Wow. And you are giving away a bottle of this, and also just getting the bottles has been kind of an ordeal too, hasn't it, Ken?
Yeah. It's obviously a quick reaction kind of thing. We didn't have time to, you know, make any official orders of large companies. So my family and I have been running around to dollar stores around cleaning out little travel bottles three at a time and bringing me big boxes of them and opening them. By the way, the community has responded. We love this area. The community has responded amazingly. I mean, places like Heartland Church have really stepped up to help, and they're offering volunteers. We've had personal people give donations to it. I mean, it's been really amazing.
Ken Obloy of BKO Distillers, right there on Route 18, Medina. Look, business is business, too. Are you still running the tasting room on the business side? What are you able to do right now?
Yes, we are. Funny enough, we're considered essential for two reasons. The state classified alcohol and liquor stores as essential, and I can tell you why, because most of their revenue comes from alcohol. So all the people that are filing unemployment and all the things that the state needs to do, they're paying for that with alcohol money, I can tell you that. But for the second part, we're making sanitizing solution too, so that makes us a medical supply. So anybody can come in. But yes, we are still running our tasting room and selling bottles of our vodka to anybody that wants it. But, you know, this is obviously a couple of layers on top of that. But we certainly appreciate the people that have patronized us and appreciated us during this time as well. So it's definitely been a give and take, and like I said, the community has responded amazing, and you know, we're extremely appreciative of that.
Well said. Yet another great story of someone thinking outside the box a bit and go, yeah, I think I can help, and we can do that, and is in so many ways. Ken O'Bloy of BKO Distillers in Medina, BKO Distillery, and the work that they are doing. Ken, first of all, congratulations on launching the business. My goodness, you can write a book on the challenges you have faced, and one of these days things will settle down. But my gosh, thank you for what you guys are doing, okay?
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to everybody who has helped with this. You know, it means the world to us. We're not the type of people that can just stand on the sidelines and watch. You know, if you have the capability to help, you have the obligation to, is our philosophy, you know, and we're really appreciative of everybody that's appreciated us. So
great stuff, Ken. We appreciate it. I know the whole area does. Keep up the good work. And you'll find out what something is normal down the road. That day will come. All right.
That day will come. And to then, I think the traditional cheersing right now will be to your health, right?
Elbow.
There you go.
That's elbow. Right. 6 feet. Ken, all the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, guys.